Blog Talk Radio.
I believe you gave sight to the blind. I believe that the dead came to life. I believe there were wonders and signs, and you're still the same. I believe every word that you said. I believe there were scars in your hands, that your goodness is good without end, and you'll never change. I will tell of your wonders, sing of your grace. The God of creation knows me by name. The Lord is faithful, yesterday, now, and always, always. Your mercy is mighty, age after age, and all generations will bow down and pray. The Lord is faithful, yesterday, now, and always, always. I believe you will come in the clouds. I believe you are here even now. In your presence I know.
Praise God, the Lord is faithful always. Well, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is Jeannie. And first of all, I want to say Happy New Year to each and every one. We have entered 2023, and I think it's going to be a glorious year in many ways, that we're going to see God move in such powerful and amazing ways in our lives this year. Praise God. I'm going to do a sound check right quick just because there's been storms around, so let me do. Jennifer, y'all hear me all right tonight?
I do.
Okay,
you great. You sound great.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right. I thought it was okay, but, you know, sometimes when there's storms and stuff around, it's best to go ahead and check. But anyway, I hope y'all had a wonderful weekend. Hope you had a glorious new year. I did actually stay awake till midnight, till about 5 minutes after midnight. I didn't watch the ball drop. I don't remember what I was watching, probably HGTV or something. But I did stay awake for it, and which is unusual because I'm not at all a night person. But I just hope y'all had a wonderful time, that you have felt blessed and loved by God and have felt God's presence close to you all week long. Tonight I'm going to talk to y'all a little bit about not getting in God's way in things. I had a prophetic lady a number of years back. She told me one time, and she didn't know me personally, so, I mean, it was all God. She said, "You've got this big old fix-it button." You know, we used to see, wasn't there a commercial that had that or something? And she said, "You're always hitting this fix-it button. You're trying to always fix stuff." And I thought, oh, girl, you're so right on. And I tell you what, I would just be willing to bet that I'm not the only one here. I bet some of you tend to have a fix-it button, too. You know, and sometimes our intentions are good, but sometimes we're trying to help God out when God's going, you know what, I can do this without your help. But I think our perfect example in the Bible, and you all guys would all be familiar with it, it was with Abraham and Sarah, that God had given them a word that he would bring forth a son, even in their old age, that the Spirit of God would be upon him and he would be a chosen seed. And from through him, you know, Abraham's offspring would be like the stars in the sky. There would be so many that would come from that. And the word says that Abraham believed, you know, that he did not count the deadness of his body. So it wasn't a lack of faith on his part. He believed. Now, his wife, not as much. Excuse me. But, you know, sometimes in the timing of things, we can get impatient and think maybe God needs a little help in this. And in this, I'm not saying something God has already put his stamp of approval on and said yes of moving forward with it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about sometimes us just trying to make things happen or thinking, okay, I can do this. I've been there, done that. And, you know, in Abraham's case, in Sarah's case, she finally, you know, suggested using their servant lady to sleep with Abraham and produce a child. And of course, that's where they got Ishmael. And God did bless Ishmael. I mean, he was still the seed of Abraham. And God did bless him, but he did tell him, he said, you know, this is not the one. The one I'm going to give you will come from Sarah's womb. And so in doing this, now Abraham loved him greatly. That was still his child. But see, in doing that, you look at what happens in the Middle East today between the Arabs and the Jewish people. I mean, it has been conflict forever. But, you know, in that case, it did create heartache because there came a time that Abraham had to tell Ishmael and his mother that they had to leave the camp. They had to go away, particularly after Isaac had come, and then Sarah no longer really, you know, she was jealous of over her son, over his dad giving attention to both kids and things like that. You know, she was actually the one that instigated it. But then she was jealous over it and said, they got to go. Well, you know, that broke Abraham's heart because that was still his boy. Much less how it made Ishmael feel. And I'm sure the servant girl, her name escapes me right this second, you know, how rejected she felt. Who knows how long she had worked for them or had been part of their family in that sense. But particularly for Abraham and for Ishmael, being a father and son, the heartache and the heartbreak, and then the fear for the mother of striking out alone, even though I'm sure some provision was given to them, but just suddenly no longer having that security of having a home in that sense. So, you know, we see cases of where we try to help God out. And I bring some of this up just partly because this is something I was dealing with today, and I'm asking the Lord about it. I've backed off the couple that have purchased the double wide here. They're still trying to find them a lot. And they thought they had a lot bought and then found out that I think it had restrictions or whatever. And so they're trying to find them a lot. And of course, I'm still looking at the projects that we have left to do here and the finances that it requires to do them and thinking, oh, this is going to be tight. Anyhow, their realtor, which is actually the boy that we bought this place from, he's their realtor helping them find a lot and connected us. I talked to him today. I got to thinking, I thought, maybe I would just sell them a half acre off the far corner of our property over here and let them move the trailer there, and that would give me more funds to finish up what I need to do here. And I can't even see that corner from up here. Don't ever go back there. Don't know that it would be a problem. But yet on the other hand, I'm like, okay, they seem real nice now, but what if I create something that maybe would not be a good neighbor, or they sold it later and to someone that was a problem? You know, you have to consider all of that. And I thought, Lord, I don't want to be like Abraham and think, okay, I could use a little more finances here. Let me just sell a half acre off the edge of the property and fix this. I thought, God, I don't want to do that. I mean, I don't want to interfere with God. Not that God hasn't told me yet to do or not do it, but I am going to inquire of the Lord. And I told Benny, I said, don't say anything to them yet. I've got to think about this some and pray about it. But see, those kind of things can be prime examples of, we see how God makes provision. God has so blessed us, and he's been so in the middle of all of this. You know, and it's like, do we trust him through the completion of it? You know, sometimes, you know, even where other people are concerned, we can see needs in their lives and think, oh, I can help them. I've got the ability or the finances or whatever. I can help them. You know, sometimes we interfere in something when God's trying to do a work in those people. You know, that it delays the work that God's trying to do, because we come running to the rescue. And God's saying, I'm trying to do something here. How about you butt out? You know, I can remember, same thing. I've done that in years past. People, you know, that did meetings and stuff and scheduling meetings for them and getting involved, you know. It's like, okay, this is good for everybody. The people get to partake of the word that's within them or the ministry that's within them, and it'll help them financially and da-da-da. And I did that a couple times. And then I actually got, you know, had the Lord tell me once that I didn't call you to do that. I'm like, what? Oh, okay, God, I'm sorry. You know, and we can do stuff out of a heart that cares, you know, because we care about people and we want to be a help. We want to be a service, you know, because that's in the heart of most Christians, is to want to serve, to want to help. But it's got to be done God's way. And not everything that we see is our assignment. We can see lots of need in the world, and not everyone has been given to be our assignment. God typically, he has assignments. He'll have people assigned to them. That doesn't mean they'll receive them. But we have our own divine connections and our own assignments. And God may use you to connect to other people. You know, it may be someone that's not your assignment, but he may use you to connect them to the person that is their assignment. But, you know, we really have to, we have to watch our hearts in that way. That, okay, is God telling me to do this? Is this something I'm sensing from the Lord? Or is this my own emotions and my own little wheeling-dealing mind that's coming up with this? And I have to say, there's, when going through those sorts of things, we have to just be still and say, God, I want what you want, and wait till we really hear from the Lord on stuff. I particularly, I'm a doer. I like to do. I'm not a person that kind of sits and procrastinates much. I'm more likely to be impulsive than I am to be a procrastinator. You know, but sometimes we can jump up and do stuff and then go, uh-oh, wrong turn here. Not the right thing to have done. So, you know, and what I was considering today, or what crossed my mind today, once again, this message was birthed out of that. That is like, you know what I see where Abraham tried to do something that wasn't God's, it wasn't in God's timing. It wasn't what God was wanting to do. But, you know, sometimes we just have to, we have to trust God. And I do. We have to trust God that what he has started, that he's faithful to finish. And sometimes God will give you creative and witty ideas to bring forth finances, or to help in various ways, suggestions and things like that. So, you know, in all of that, we just have to sometimes get in our prayer closet, or get quiet, get our minds quiet. Most times it's much harder than getting our bodies quiet. You know, getting our minds to be still and just go to the Lord and say, God, I really need to know, what do you want me to do? And it may take being still for several days. It may take being still for several weeks. God's not on our time schedule, and he doesn't always answer when we want him to. But he answers right on time. But I know you guys, you also have hearts to help. And particularly you see it with parents many times that try to intervene where their kids are concerned. I know I've got a brother that one of his boys back, oh, this has been several years ago, I think got a ticket, and my nephew actually worked on the police force. My brother was trying to get him off on the ticket rather than let him, as a little teenager, 16 years old, pay his own ticket and learn his own lesson. Luckily, my nephew didn't do it for him. But, you know, we can do more harm than good. Intentions, good intentions have, I know there's a saying with that, but good intentions sometimes have really messed up a lot of things. A heart to do good, you know, loving people because God was trying to do something else. You know, I remember years ago, back when I was going through a lot of health problems, and I think it was actually Randy that gave me the word. I've got so many words from Randy through the years, and some of them written down on paper. But I remember part of the word, and I've got that particular word written down, and I think it's like a page and a half. It was the first time I'd ever seen him, first time I'd ever met him. But it said in there, said God doesn't want to deliver you. God wants, and I'm trying to think how, when it, God wants to, like, teach you how to walk on water. But I remember specifically my heart just dropping. You know, when he said, God doesn't want to deliver you. And it was, God didn't want to deliver me yet. Because God was doing a work in my heart. And yes, God did so much in my heart and still is, but God did deliver me. Absolutely did. But he did it in his timing as, and it wasn't just his timing, it was, he did it as those changes happened in me, as the things that he purposed were accomplished. Then he brought deliverance. See, we earn God's trust, just like God proves himself to us. He proves himself faithful to us all the time. But see, we earn his trust. You know, God will give you finances sometimes and see, okay, will you pay your tithes? Will you give to others? Will you give to the poor? Will you pour into my work? He may do other things and will do other things through you. You know, I remember a season that God would wake me up almost every night around 3 o'clock in the morning. And I felt led to pray. You know, God will wake you sometimes. He'll do things. Say, will you take time to pray? Will you wake up and pray at 2 or 3 a.m.? Will you be willing to do that? Will you be willing to go serve at the homeless shelter, go serve food on Thanksgiving instead of throwing a big shindig for your family? Will you be willing to turn loose of something that you really enjoy and spend that time with me, spend that time doing something that I'm wanting you to do? You know, will you go apologize and forgive a person? You know, just like Randy talked about the guy that stole the $5,000 from him. And I believe Randy, I think he'd sent him a letter. Even though Randy was in no wrong, sent him a letter. You know, I believe he said he apologized for just holding a grudge against him and being mad at him and told him he loved him and forgave him the debt. God will try us. He'll test us. He doesn't tempt us, but he will test us. And so we prove ourselves faithful to the Lord. And it's not always easy. You know, Sarah and Abraham, oh goodness, how many years did they say they waited? 25 years or something before they had Isaac? I've had promises from God that I've waited decades, multiple decades for. And then I've had things that God has done that he did so fast it made my head swim, that I was like, God, look at you. And how many things doesn't he do that we never even know he was behind it? That he sends favor our way and connections our way and special people our way and job opportunities our way that we would have never thought we would have. The Lord did that with my husband years ago. He had a job. It was a decent job, but it didn't really have the benefits, you know, the retirement and stuff like that with it. And his best friend ended up becoming the president of a company that typically, you know, there's a lot of good companies that you can't get a job at if you don't have somebody on the inside. You know, if there's not a family member or something that you've just about got to have somebody on the inside that helps you to get on. Anyhow, his best friend was made president of the company. When they had an opening, my husband applied and he hired him. And it was God from start to finish. I knew it was, because it gave him the retirement and gave us more security that we needed in our old age. It was just a blessing from the Lord. Now, was it difficult? Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of responsibility on him. But he learned some really, well, at all the jobs, he learned some really valuable things that have helped him all through life, even in other parts of life. But see, God, only God did that. Only God could do that. And God does those things in your lives too. He'll make a way where there seems no way. He'll give you favor where you need favor. And favor in places that you think, I'm so shocked I have favor here. I told that story the other day with a person that the Lord gave me great favor with. And I was so surprised because I had nothing really in common with her. And she had her own television program on a local station. And just found great favor with her. I absolutely love her and her husband. They're quite old now, but, you know, she allowed me to be on her program. And my sister got to be on her program. And just fabulous people. And just I was always so amazed that God gave me favor with them. Because in the natural, I didn't see any reason why I would have. But in this day, and I will say, one thing I'm feeling about this new year is God redeeming the time on many things. Opportunities that we have missed, things that have been delayed, things where even people have caused us to lose things or things been stolen. But I see God redeeming the time, even dreams that have been thought to be lost, things that we dreamed about, that we thought that's forever lost, that's forever gone, that'll never happen. I just sense in my heart God redeeming the time on many things this year for his body, for his children. Anyhow, I hope y'all enjoyed that. I hope it was helpful to you. Like I said, I almost always talk to y'all about things that are going on in my life because there's always lessons in all of it and things that are going on in my heart. I can easier teach about those things that I live than something somebody else teaches or somebody else's sermon. I can talk about it from my heart and from my personal experience. And I pray that those things help y'all, that you can glean helpful things for your own lives out of it. And we'll find where those lessons can apply to you or help you. And hopefully help you from going through, you know, spending the time and going through things that maybe me or Randy or anybody else went through that'll help you avoid some of those situations. Anyhow. I'm going to play another song, and then we will take callers. And I just love this little song.
First thing in the morning, till the end of the day, there's a heavenly little melody to the rhythm of your praise. And I give you my heart and something's different ever since. I can't keep hallelujah off my lips now.
You make me wanna sing all about your love. You make me wanna tell the whole world what you've done. How you turned my life around. I was lost but now I'm found. You're the song stuck inside my head all day.
Like a child. Your love is a river and that river's running wild. People think I'm crazy for the way I'm acting. Lately that's true. I'm crazy about you and you make me wanna sing all about your love. Make me wanna tell the whole world what you've done. How you turned my life around. I was lost but now I'm found. The song stuck inside my head all day. Yeah, you make me wanna
about you. Yeah, you make me wanna sing.
Oh, yes, you do.
I give
wanna sing all about your love. We wanna tell the whole world what you've done, how you turned my life around. Life was lost, but now I'm found. Now I'm found, stuck inside my head all day. Yeah, you make me wanna sing, sing, sing all about you. Yeah, you make me wanna sing, sing, sing all about you. Yeah, you make me wanna sing. Yeah, you make me wanna sing.
God does make me want to sing. I just love that little song. It's so happy, so upbeat. Makes me want to sing and dance. All right, Father, I thank you for each and every one. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts and touching their lives. And, Lord, I just speak a blessing over them, and I speak, Lord, just the love of God over their lives, Lord, that they will have tremendous breakthrough this year, Lord, that there will be a new expectancy birthed in their hearts and a new determination, God, to follow you and follow you closely, Lord, and to believe big in this year and onward. So, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for your love, and I thank you for your precious spirit, Lord, so very much. I thank you, Jesus, for your love and for your blood. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, starting right here at the top. All right, 828-989. How's Miss Jennifer?
Hi, Jeannie. Oh, hi, wonderful. Wonderful. Happy
good.
New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sweetie.
Thank you.
It's all good. So anything new happening or anything special going on or anything you want to share?
No, not really. Not really. I was sick for a little while, and that I still kind of feeling lethargic and a bit sleepy, but just trying to recover and get my energy back. You're right.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of little stuff going around right now. Some of it bad, some of it not so much, but anyhow, we'll just be feeling over you. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have such a love for her, and Lord, that you just cradle her in your hands. Lord, that you just surround her with your love, and Lord, you've had a protection around her. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that you've been doing a work in her life, and you've been developing and changing things in her, and setting, been peeling off like the peels of an onion, and setting her free. Little by little, Lord. And Father, I thank you, God, Lord, that you have, Jennifer, I even before the show started, I saw this. It was like the word I was hearing for you was breakout. But I saw it like a cocoon. You know, you've been in a time that you've been surrounded by God's protection, that it's kind of been you and God, and you've been, it's like, I just sense like that God has just, he had you surrounded with himself, and he's had you in a bit of an isolated place, you know, that that caterpillar, it goes in there and it builds that around it. Well, and sometimes God just builds that beautiful protection around us. And those cocoons, those things are so strong. I mean, they withstand the storms. They stay put. You know, those things will be attached to the trees and stuff. And with all the rain and the wind, those things will still stay put on the trees. They cling on there, you know, and that butterfly is allowed to develop. But there does come a day that's God saying, okay, I want you to spread your wings. I'm going to break you out. It's time for breakout. And what God was trying to develop begins to take place. And that butterfly, that chews that cocoon away, and it comes out and it spreads those wings. And And even though caterpillars are beautiful in their own right, too, there's nothing like that beauty of that butterfly. And it takes on the ability to soar, that ability to fly. That whereas before, you know, it had to crawl on the ground and crawl up down the trees and stuff, then it's able to fly. Such an amazing thing and such a beautiful thing. And then begin to be and do what they were created for. And that's the word that I sense for you tonight is your time of breakout is here. Your time of breakout is at the door. And all that God's been developing in you and through you and all of this time that you've been in isolation with the Lord and that he's been protecting you and taking care of you and instilling and birthing new things in you and growing those things that he had already put within you. That your time of flying is at the door. And those things that God had intended for you to do, for you to partake of and enjoy all of that. I know that butterfly loves to fly, but if they do what God intended for them to do, you know, they get the nectar and all this, you know, they help pollinate other things. That time is at hand. And it, I just see God doing beautiful things. But Father, I thank you for Jennifer, and Lord, I just speak healing over her body and energy, and Lord, a rejuvenation of strength, Lord, just that all infection, all pain and everything be washed out of her body. Lord, that you refresh her body, you refresh every cell in her body, and you refresh, Lord, just her energy. Her air, everything, Lord, all the breath of God in her. Lord, that you just blow your breath on her and through her and bring a complete healing and re-energizing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. That was very encouraging and confirmation. We've just been using this butterfly transformation thing in my life. So I don't think you knew that. So that was just a lot of confirmation and really encouraged me because it's been a long time in that cocoon. So long time.
God's good. And there's some of the things, you know, some things take years. They did with me.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the things the Lord did with me, it took years and years and years. But you know, God does such a beautiful work, and many times the greater the call and the greater the challenge is getting there, to be quite honest. And God's got beautiful things for you, sweetie. You, like I said, it's at the door. It's at the door, and God is fixing to move you on to soar and to do some, begin to really step out in some of the great things he's called you to.
That is so encouraging because that's what I've been feeling in my spirit. And then I heard wait, and then I just kind of got discouraged, like, oh, my goodness, is it going to be another 10, another decade?
Yeah,
no. So, yeah.
Nope. Nope, it's not.
So, really encouraging.
Yeah, you're welcome.
He knows
God knows.
I'm waiting here, so. Yeah, he knows.
He knows.
I don't
know. He knows. Well, yeah. Girl, did you want prayer about anything in particular?
For my parents, just healing, and that they see truth. Just my parents.
Sure. Father, I just thank you, Lord. When you mentioned your parents, I felt a sadness, and I don't know if I'm picking up something off you, like a sadness, if there's something that saddens you. I just felt like a little bit of a sadness there when you mentioned them. Well, Father, I just thank you, Father, for Jennifer's parents, Lord, and that you work in their heart, and Lord, even if there's any grief going, I don't know where it's coming from, Jim. I don't feel it now, but I mean, I did initially, I felt, and it may be something in that's one of them is feeling a sadness about something. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for lifting any grief or any sorrow, Lord. Even as people, Lord, as we get older, sometimes we can feel like we've missed out on things that were dear to our hearts. Maybe expectations of things, Lord, that can cause us to think we missed it. But, Lord, even as I sense a redeeming of the time, Lord, that you move in Jennifer's parents' lives, Lord, and I just speak health over them and speak energy over them, Lord, and Lord, even new things into their life that would bring a new excitement and a new, just a new enthusiasm for life for them, Lord. And Lord, that you would open their hearts to the fullness of who you are, to the truth of God, and to Lord, to everything that you want them to perceive and understand. For Lord, you want us to see and understand you in the sense that we receive all that you have for us. So Lord, I just ask that they have visitation from you, Lord, that they have a visitation from you, and that your plans and purposes, everything that you have for them, Lord, come forth, and that they grab hold of it. Lord, your word said that even in our old age, Lord, that we would bloom, so to speak. I would have to look up the scripture to remember exactly how it goes. But even in our old age, Lord, that you use us and do wonderful things with us, and even there that we prosper. So, Father, I just speak a healing over them in every way. And, Father, even healing in relationships and Lord, a real unity and the love of God to flow there. And, Father, that a communication, a new level of communication be opened up. And, Lord, that you just enlighten their minds, enlighten their understanding, God, that they would see just how big and glorious and wonderful you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. That was pretty spot on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lord.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Thank you.
You are a joy. You are truly a joy.
You are as well. We love you. You are so loved. You really are.
Thank you.
So
I received that. Thank you. Well, girl, you have
very
a wonderful
special
weekend, and I just pray that you get all your energy back and feel tip-top before this week is out.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
All right. 910-709, how is Miss Sylvia tonight?
Oh, she's good. She's good. Thank you. Happy New
Year.
Good.
You sound good. Your voice sounds good and strong. You sound good tonight. Awesome.
Yes.
Well, have you enjoyed the time off from school and just having that little rest period during the holidays?
Oh, yes. I had a little issue with some nerve damage, but it's better now. And so I go back to school on the 17th, so I'm looking forward to it.
No.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time out, the 17th.
Yes, I got out on December 11th. Yes.
Huh. Yeah, that's a long time out. That's good.
Yes,
you still
I needed it.
Yeah, I started to say, you still got a couple of weeks just to play and enjoy yourself then.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sylvia, and Father, I thank you. I'm here in Troubadour. Troubadour. I've got to look that up. I've known that word, but I've always heard it in the sense of songs. Let me see.
Troubadour.
It just says a poet who writes verse to music, a poet. Huh.
Oh, wow.
Goodness. Okay.
Oh, spell that for me.
Huh?
Could you spell that for me?
T-R-O-U-B-A-D-O-U-R-S. Says one of a class of lyric poets and poet musicians of the knightly rank. That's cool. Whose major theme was courtly love. Come, let's see, what else? What is the mood of a troubadour? Huh, it's just some poets and stuff that had to do with love. So I don't know, maybe that has to do with you sharing the love of God and really and really sharing the love of God and helping people to understand how much the Lord loves us and how much God works in our lives. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Sylvia, and, Lord, that you are using her, Lord, that she is a living example of the goodness of God, and, Lord, how that she, even through her testimony, Lord, is going to draw other people to see the love of God and the faithfulness of God in our lives. Father, even as you launch her into new levels and you launch her into to new open doors, I just see, Sylvia, God taking you higher, taking you, and even in the natural, in the spiritual, but even in natural things, which God is doing at some of your schooling, God elevating you and taking you into things that's going to, it's going to encourage others, that God will take them higher than what they thought they could go in the natural. You know, sometimes people can believe that spiritually that they can go up, but then when it comes to their natural life, their finances, their maybe their position in life on a job, their favor with people, you know, when it comes to natural things, many times they'll put a limit on themselves and they won't believe, okay, yeah, I can be close to God and I can pray and God will answer my prayers, or I can see people healed. But many times in their own life, then they'll have kind of a poverty mindset, you know, because they've not seen something yet, because they can't figure it out in their own mind of, well, how would that be? You know, how could this happen? You know, but when the angel came to Mary and he said, you're going to conceive a son, and she was like, how can this be since I know not a man? But nevertheless, Lord, according to your word, be it unto me. And see, that goes on a lot of times with people. They're like, how can this be? I have no one to leave me wealth. I have no college education. I have no this. I have no that. You know, how can I be these things that God has said that I can be or that I can have, when he said, I'll supply all your riches, all your needs according to my riches in glory. That he became poor that we may be rich, and that we're the head and not the tail and above and not beneath, all of these things that are in God's promises. But then they can't believe it for themselves. But see, God's using you so much as an example, and is going to, of how he brings the ends together, of how he makes things happen. And yes, we have our part. We have the obedience part. But see, through your message of love, of how God loves us and how faithful he is. And you will always have to add the obedience part too, of that when God says, you do. When God says, you go. You move forward. And so you've done that. But such an example that you are to others, and are going to be even in the days ahead, because God's going to, you are on a path of elevation at this moment. You're on a path of elevation. And you're going to, I just see you standing before groups of people, giving your testimony and talking about God's goodness, talking about what God will do if we don't look at our own selves and our own circumstances and sell ourselves short, because we get to looking at ourselves and not looking at God. Because we can all look at ourselves and see our shortcomings. Nobody knows our shortcomings more than we do. But we can say, well, I don't have an education, or I don't, you know, I don't have the money to do this or that, or you know, just like Moses did with the Lord. Lord, I, you know, God, I stutter. How can I, you know, I can't talk, you know, but yet God called him to that high place of speaking to millions. But see, we'll look at ourselves and say, this, I don't see how this can happen, when God's saying, that's exactly what I want to do. God's going to use you and is using you, but he's going to use you even more the days ahead to help people to proclaim the faithfulness and the love of God, and that God is a more than you can ask or thank God. And with our obedience to obey him and to believe that he is bigger than our failures, that he's bigger than our shortcomings, that he can make wonderful things happen. Oh. All things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose. So, Lord, I just thank you for Sylvia, and Lord, I thank you for all that you're doing in her life. And Lord, I speak health and healing over her, Lord, in every part of her body. And Lord, I thank you for putting, I'm hearing fire in your mouth. Lord, I thank you for putting fire in her mouth, that the words that come from her mouth, Lord, that they will come forth like a fiery word that'll cut asunder, Lord, even the flesh falling off, the flesh in the sense of fleshly ideas and fleshly thinking. Lord, that your word, it goes forth and it accomplishes what it's sent to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Whoa.
Jesus is good. God is good.
Ooh, yeah. I almost screamed when you were. I almost just like screamed and started shouting. I did everything to contain myself.
Praise God. Wasn't it Catherine Kuhlman that used to say there's no telling what God would do with one that was totally surrendered to him?
Yeah.
I believe it was Catherine Kuhlman that used to say that, or something like that.
Ooh, man. That makes me feel like getting up running and screaming. I may do it when I get off the phone.
Praise God. God loves it, girl. She loves it.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, Jeannie, thank you.
Girl, you're welcome.
Delivering that word. Yes, thank you. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too, girl. Happy New Year, and you have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Get a drink right quick. Okay, 205-531. I believe this is Julia May.
Yes, it is. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sweetie. You sounding better? Are you feeling better?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, but just a matter of... I had a bad nausea spell yesterday, and head light, and felt like I was going to faint. I had a throat, but I said I had a lot of spleen going in my stomach, so I needed to get it off there. But other than that, as long as I don't get too hot, I'm fine.
You're doing okay. How's Jennifer? Is she all right?
She's doing fine. She's doing good. Got a little
that girl, she's something else.
Oh, yeah.
That girl is some. God is just so faithful to you, girl. He is.
Oh, yes, he is.
He is so faithful. Well, let's, Father, I thank you for Julia May. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the strength that you put within her, Father. And, Lord, how you just, you pour out your favor and your blessing. You pour out your goodness on her and her family. And, Father, Julia May, I'm just hearing the words, dream big, dream big. Dream big. God wants to do more for you than you would even want to do for yourself, I believe. And sometimes what we have to watch sometimes is that we have people around us that don't have the same level of faith that we have. And they'll, and it doesn't mean that they're ugly or they're ungodly stuff, but sometimes there's naysayers that that just their influence sometime, I've gone, oh, that ain't going to happen, or I don't know, you know, you've been praying about that for 10 years, and we still ain't, you know, and we get those people around it, and sometimes that stuff will try to light on us, you know, it's kind of like this, you know, if somebody sneezes around you, the next thing you know, you're wiping it off of you. It's like we can get people around us that even though they may be well-meaning and may love you with all their heart, because they're not in the same place you are, they can speak stuff or their attitudes that kind of try to cling to us some. But what they have is not what God has. What God has is saying, dream big. God, no one has ever dreamed bigger than God. You know, he created this whole world and all of his plans for having having a body of Christ, a people that loved him, a people that Jesus will live with us someday. You know, all of the mansions and everything, you know, and the beauty of this earth, that we've got a God that thinks big. Mm-hmm. And he's put that in our hearts. And I've heard it for you before, that God's saying, dream big. Doesn't matter if you haven't seen it. It doesn't matter if none of your kin folks ain't never walked in it. It doesn't matter if you've had friends you've known that have prayed for years and haven't seen it. God's saying, dream big, because you serve a big God. And dream bigger, you know, dream, so not dream according to what we can believe for ourselves, but what God can believe for ourselves. What his word says. Because his plans are always so much bigger than ours. It's just mind-boggling when we're trying to, we just can't figure what all God has for us. But I just sense the Lord just saying, break out bigger with your expectations. Break out bigger with your dreams. You know, and let God really fill your heart with the things he would like to do and for you and in your family. And for the ones that, you know, and most all of us have them around us, you know, particularly if you have a big family or something. I don't have a big family anymore, but you used to have more, that aren't in the same place. You know, that they, some of them particularly that'll voice their doubts and their fears, and nothing against them. You know, people are where they are. You know, everybody goes through a growth spell. Some people choose to stay in the same place. Some people, they're just not there yet. We just pray for them and all of that. But what we don't want to do is ever let their doubts and their fears and things affect us any or get on us any, so that it makes us go, oh yeah, you're probably right. No, none of that stuff. That's not what God says. That's not what God is saying. So Father, I just thank you for Julia May, Lord, and that you love her so much. You love her family, Lord. You love her. You love her willingness. You love her dedication. And Lord, you love her faith in you and her faith in your word. Girl, I just sense such a strength in you where God's word is concerned, that you are locked on, you're locked and loaded when it comes to God's word, that you believe his word with everything in you. And I just sense just a, like, it couldn't nobody rip that out of you if they wanted to, because you know God's word is the truth and that God's not a man of lies. So, Father, I just speak a blessing over Julia May. And, Father, I just speak the more than enough, the more than we can think, more than we can expect, above and beyond what our own imagination, our own expectations, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the treasures of heaven in Julia May's life. Pressed down, good measure, shaken together, running over. Lord, your word says you call men to give into our bosom. And Lord, in every way, in the health, in the finances, in the joys and adventures in life, Lord, all of those things, wonderful connections, Lord, a voice with the people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I have heard that before concerning your girl. Dream big. Dream big.
Oh, yeah.
Was there anything you wanted prayer about, sweetie?
No, I just want to thank God this weekend. You know, my pipe froze up and everything. I had my neighbor, brother came and installed it. And I thought about, I said, well, I had a dream about, I have a 9-3 truck that I've been working on. It won't run. I said, well, and I saw myself in the truck just riding. So I told my son, I said, well, I had a dream. And, you know, the Lord showed me that the truck going to start. Then we tried to get it cranked, didn't he? He said, yeah. I said, oh, yeah. But found out it was downhill, so it needs some gas. So my neighbor, Mark, he put the gas in it and put it in front of the house. I said, well, put it in the front of the house. I'm going to put it on the machine. And got up Tuesday morning, went out there and looked. A bullet hole was in the, on the driver's side. Whoa. And I thought about it. I said, well, Lord, you allow that truck to be moved, because if it hadn't, it was going to come through my living room and go straight through my house. And I heard it when it hit the window. I heard him say, boom, boom. So I looked out, and I'm thinking, you know, the trash man that came, because he probably come here, he had dropped the trash can. So I looked, I didn't see nobody. I said, no, I want the trash man. But I didn't pay it no attention. So the shelter is in the truck somewhere. And I said, Lord, and my baby, well, friend said, well, Mom, God do things for a reason. I said, yeah, he allowed that truck to move to be put in front of the house to stop that bullet.
He sure did.
Because like, I don't know, cause there's a house in front of me and then my neighbor's home house and then his house behind it. So it had to be at an angle. It's odd the way it came through that window, the driver's side, you know.
Because
it shattered the window because, you know, they got that stuff in so it won't just break loose. But there's a big hole in there, the powerful gun. I have no idea where that bullet came from, but it didn't come out the other side of the truck.
Praise God.
It just went through the driveway. Yeah. I said, thank you, God, because that truck, you know, was in front of the house and it prevented that bullet from coming through. So Jump could have walked by any time crossing over, you know, anything. Yeah, and I said, thank God. I said, mm-hmm. I said, I can fix that window, but like I said, there's so much going on, these people shooting these guns and then telling where that bullet came from.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you get drive-bys that. Well, praise God that God knew what was going to happen and protected you.
Oh, yeah.
Work through you and all of that and that. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the protection.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank him. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, yeah. God
is
so good.
Just keep on praising him.
Yeah, you bet, girl. Praise God. Well, thank you. Yeah, and thank you for sharing that for others. Yeah, sharing that for others.
Yeah, so like we never know, you know, why God does something. Like I said, I kept having, I had a dream twice about that truck running and everything, and I just happened to ask him. I said, let me ask him to move his truck so I can go have it really look lit. Because of my hood and my truck, I just trying to have an extra one. And so, like I said, and God meant for me to have it right there to stop that bullet.
Yeah, he sure did. Praise the
Y'all
Lord.
Y'all was watching over. Just keep the faith.
Yeah,
amen.
Oh, God has shown himself faithful so many times. Well, girl, thank you for sharing that. That's a good word. Girl. Well, you have a happy new year and you have a wonderful week. And as always, it's good talking with you.
Okay, and you continue to be blessed. God bless you.
Thank you, sweetie. Another drink. All right, 402-214. How is Sharon?
Hi, honey. Hi, Jeannie.
Okay.
Thank you. Need your prayers. Thank you.
Happy New Year, sweetie.
I know. You too. I pray it is.
It is. Yeah, you just lift that head up, girl, and trust God for good stuff.
That's funny.
So let's pray your father
out.
Yeah, Lord, I thank you for sharing. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for Lord, just holding her head up and holding her hands up. But Lord, I thank you, Father, for your love for her. Lord, how that you shine your face down upon her, Lord, and that you have taken her by the hand, Lord, and you have called her forward and you have called her up. I just see the Lord like taking his hand and taking you by the fingers, taking you by the hand so softly, Sharon. And like in front of you and how God has encouraged you forward. He has encouraged you to move like on a path. He has encouraged you to take step after step after step. And you have. I mean, you have. You have followed the Lord as God has encouraged you forward. You have. And it's like, as I see it, it's like I see that it was a little timid. I won't say reluctance, the word, but like timid, a little timid in some ways of stepping out. Sometimes in our faith, in our belief, we can be a little timid to believe. Sometimes we can be a little timid to put ourselves out there, so to speak, of like, because, you know, when we put our faith out there and we put our trust out there and we're like, okay, the word says, and God has said, and it can be like, you know, sometimes we're a little afraid to reach out because we're afraid to trust, because some people say, well, I don't want to believe anything because I don't want to be disappointed. Well, I don't agree with that at all. I don't agree with that kind of thinking at all, but we can feel a little timid sometime, or a little leery of like, oh God, I'm going to believe though. You know, just like when Peter stepped out of the boat and he said, Jesus, you know, say come and bid me come, because I wanted to. Well, you know, that had to be scary to step out on that water, you know, but he was, because he so wanted to believe, he so wanted to do what he saw Jesus doing. He's like, this is scary, but I want to do it. Bid me come, Jesus, call me forward so I can come. And of course, when he got out there, as we know, he got to looking at the severity of the storm and the waves, and he took his eyes off the Lord and began to sink. But of course, Jesus didn't let him sink. He caught him and he helped him. But see, it's that there can be that great reward in believing. But sometimes we can feel a little like, oh, I don't know. I want to, but this is kind of scary. And that's like I said, mm-hmm. that you have at times, as Jesus took you by the hand and has called you forward, and he is still calling you and leading you forward, that it was a little, maybe a little scary at first, but that your trust is growing and your forward momentum is growing. And I see behind you, you know how you walk through like into a store, you know, and you either push the door open, you go to, but it doesn't like slam shut behind you. You know how it kind of just slowly closes because it's got those things on them.
Right.
I see right. that doors, a door, whether it's more than one, I see it as one. Anyhow, a door behind you closing and just gently closing, because sometimes we will stand in the door. Because we're like, well, do I commit? Do I not commit? I don't want to shut down my options now. I want to keep my options open.
Oh, my God.
And sometimes yeah. we'll stand in the door a little bit because we're like, well, I want to be able to step back out of this if I need to. But I see that you have already walked on, and I see that door slowly closing behind you because you're not going back. You're not going back. There's things that have fell off or come off or behind you now. That you have moved on with God, and you're continuing moving on with God. He still got you by the hand. But I see that door behind you that maybe for a while you thought, wait a minute, let me prop it open or let me keep a foot in there. That you've already moved on now, and you're beyond it, and that door is closing. It's not slamming shut. It's nothing like that. It's like you're not going back. You're not going back. And you're moving on with the Lord, and it's all a good thing. Your trust is growing. Your belief is growing. Your ability to hear God is growing. And some of those things that have tried to hold you back, or whether it was doubts or fears or whatever, that they're behind you. They're behind you because you're moving on with God, and he's never turned your hand loose. He's still got you by the hand so gently and so lovingly. But you're headed in the right direction, and God is pleased with you. And it's good things ahead. Good things ahead. Keep trusting. Keep stepping out on that water. And keep knowing that God's not going to let you sink. And yeah, some things are a little scary, but we've got the Lord on our side. So praise God, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for sharing. I thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in her life, Lord, and the confidence that you're building in her, and the confidence that even the greater confidence that's coming, Lord. I thank you, Father, for blowing off those things that have tried to delay her or hold her back in the past, Lord, that those things, they're falling off and they're behind. And Lord, it's a brand new year, brand new levels, new excitements, new things for sharing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, it's scary. That's scary. Yeah, the only, you know, couple of things going on, but my housing situation is not good, so.
Oh. Are you having to move or something like that?
Well, I hope not, because it's very difficult, and, you know, in New York.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
And, but my landlord hasn't gotten paid, so she's not happy. And it's not supposed to come from me. It's supposed to come from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's waiting on it. And, you know, I got a Happy New Year text that said, I haven't gotten paid 3 months.
Wow.
I want my apartment back. And I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, so, that would be a little hard.
Yeah.
Well, Lord, we just ask for, Lord,
yeah,
the funds, Father, whatever Sharon needs, Lord, for the funds to come forth, Lord, and for your, Lord, for your word, for your wisdom, Lord, in this. Lord, if you've got even a better place for her, a different price for her, Lord, if this is where she's to stay, Lord, that you'll make a way where there seems to be no way. And Father, we trust you and we thank you. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for working in all of this and in her life, that regardless of what anybody else does, Lord, that you've got her in your hands. Lord, that you are her provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. And Lord, that truly all things do work together for good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Lord, that that she is your child. She is your child. And Lord, that whatever happens, whether you give her a new place or you help her to stay there, Lord, that it'll all, that she will come out, Lord, on top. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
Thank you, honey. All right. You have a good night, a good week.
You too, sweetie. Oh. You too. And
thank you, honey. Bye.
All right. God bless you, sweetie. All right. 281-731. Is this Miss Evelyn?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, Sister Jenny?
I'm good, hon. How are you doing? And Happy New Year.
I'm doing good. Happy New Year to you, too. You know, I like what you ministered on tonight about, you know, assignments and whatever. Everything is not our assignment.
That's
and,
right.
A lot of times, you know, God is telling us to not to do this, and we might try to do it on our own, but then things don't work out. And my brother always told me, he said, your gift will make room for you.
That's right. That's
yeah,
the word.
So I know a lot of times, you know, I have gone on different prayer lines and whatever, and I just wasn't, you know, satisfied or whatever. Seemed like it's like the Lord is telling me just to don't do it, and so I just pulled back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because we're not called to do everything.
No, we're not.
And I like what you ministered. I can't remember everything you said, but I do remember that much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I just minister what God puts on my heart, like I said many times.
Amen.
What I'm going through or what's been on my mind for the day or the week. But,
amen. Amen. I really
I'm
enjoyed
glad that it
that.
Ministered to you.
It did. It ministered to my heart, my spirit.
Well, let's pray for you, girl. Father, I thank the Lord for Evelyn. And, Father, I thank the Lord that for the life that's within her. We'll see. Let me mute you right quick because I'm getting feedback, sweetie. Okay, I'm going to mute you because I'm getting feedback. Father, thank you, Lord, that for the life that's within Evelyn, Lord, and that the life that you have given her. I just see you, girl, holding your arm, your hand out in front of you, and you got this light that you're shining. You're using this light to light up your own way. You're using this light the word says that his word is a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. And I see you like you're walking, and you've got this light in your hand. and you're using it to light up your own way. But the thing is, you're also using this light to help draw others. This light is drawing others. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the light that you have put within Evelyn, that you have given her. And Lord, that your word comes out of her mouth. Lord, that your word, Lord, that it draws people. You said, the word says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And as you proclaim God's goodness and you proclaim God's word, that it's going to draw people to the light, to the light. You know, just like the light on our porch, it'll draw those moths to it. And that light and the love of God and the love of God that's in your voice, you have a joy that's within your voice. You have sound that's within your voice, Lord, Evelyn, that it draws people. There's something about your voice that it's inviting. There's like an inviting sound in your voice, a joy in your voice, a welcoming in your voice that draws people. And, you know, not everybody can minister to everybody. None of us are received by everybody. But sometimes there'll be something in your voice that will click with certain ones, and they'll be drawn to you. And God has, you know, there are those people that you will reach and that you will touch in a significant way, in a life-changing way, that nobody else is going to be able to reach. And God has put that sound within your voice, something within your voice that will ring in their heart and will draw them to you. And Father, Lord, I thank you for blessing Evelyn. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for blessing even her health, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that any pain that she might have has to go. Lord, that any discomfort she has to go. Lord, that you'll give her sweet sleep. Lord, that she'll be able to sleep comfortably, to sleep. When she goes to bed, she'll be able to sleep all night. Lord, that her sleep will be sweet and not restless in any way. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for using her as a voice. Lord, the sound of the Lord within her voice that you're going to use and that you are using, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Jenny. Do you know, you didn't know I had any pain in my body. You know, I didn't even mention that. But I do have pain in my body because I had surgery on the 7th of last month, and I'm still having pain. And I thank you for speaking to that pain. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That was a Holy Ghost there.
Praise God. Praise God now, girl.
Amen. Amen. And I do have a prayer request while I was on the phone. I never met this lady, but another lady texted me, and this lady's name is Miss Velda, V-E-L-D-A. She's in the hospital. She's 82. Her husband is 86, and they are in the hospital, and they both have COVID.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah. Her name is Ella?
Velda, V-E-L-D-A.
Oh, Velda. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Father, we come in agreement. We come before you for Velda and her husband, Lord, that you would just breathe the breath of life over them, Lord, the breath of God. And, Father, that all infection would be washed out of their body. Lord, that you will give them the best doctors and the best nurses, and, Lord, give them wisdom in their treatment. Lord, that any medication they might need, Lord, that it be provided. But, Lord, we speak strength to their immune system, strength to their lungs, strength to their sinuses and their bronchioles, Lord, strength to their heart, and strength even to their minds, Lord, that there be no fear in Jesus' name, Lord, that the peace of God would envelop them, Lord, that they would have the peace, Lord, that would even allow healing to come to their body. Because when there's anxiety and fear and even agitation from being in a hospital, it can interfere with the healing process in our body because the fear and the anxiety and that sort of thing, it can release bad endorphins, and it just does bad things in our body. So, Father, I speak the peace of God and the rest of God over them, Lord, that they will be able to just feel your presence, God, and that they would have just that confidence in you, that you are with them and that you're going to bring them through and bring healing to them. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just washing out all infection, washing out all, Lord, just drying up the congestion, Lord, that the coughing stop, Lord, that like I said, their bronchioles and their lungs and all of that be clear. Lord, any fever they might be having, Lord, that be just washed out, that be healed. And, Lord, that you just put a rejuvenation in their body, a refreshing, Lord, just speaking strength into their bodies, into their immune systems, into their organs, and in every part of their body. And, Lord, we thank you for a speedy recovery and a supernatural recovery. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Jenny, and Happy New Year to you. And I pray for your strength also. And I pray God would bless you exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever think or ask.
No, thank you,
Jesus,
girl.
Name.
I receive bless it,
you,
woman.
Honey.
I receive
Amen.
It. Well, God bless you, honey. And you
God
have
bless
a wonderful
you. Thank
week.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night. Oh, I believe this is Miss Jayla.
Yes. How are you doing? Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, hon. Happy New Year. Hope you've had a good week.
Thank
well,
you.
Anything on your heart you're wanting to share tonight, or you just want some prayer?
Just prayer.
Okay. All righty. Father, I thank you for Jayla, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for answering her prayers. Lord, for answering her prayers. I just, Jayla, it's like I see you standing there with your hands in front of you. And like your hands are just like right out, kind of just right in front of you there. And it's like I see the Lord putting things in your hands. I don't know what, you know, I don't see like what, but it's like I see the Lord giving things to you, like filling your hands. And some of this may be like the Lord answering prayer requests you've had, prayers that you have had, things that you have requested of the Lord. And just blessings. I think there's more to it. I mean, God blesses his children, but I think there's more to this than just God giving you a blessing. This may be more specific than that, of things that have been on your heart and things that you have, like petitions you have had before the Lord and that you've had your hands outstretched to God about that. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for filling Jayla's hands, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for equipping her, giving her the things she needs, Lord, that she is equipped for the things that, for the days that lay ahead. She's equipped for what you have called her for. Lord, that you don't call us, you don't send us out. You know, what you call us to, you equip us for. And I thank you, Father, that she is equipped for the things that you have purposed for her life, Lord. Even though sometimes we may feel like we're not, because some things are, though they're in our life, they have to be developed. And where gifts are concerned, that's absolutely true. We can have the gifts in our life, but until they're activated and we come to the point in our life that God starts to say, okay, I want you to step out in this, it activates them, and then we have to grow in them. You know, the prophetic is absolutely that way. The more you use it, the more it develops. The same with our faith. He gives us, you know, we have that faith. We have that measure of faith, but as we use it, it develops and grows. And maybe that's what this is more about. As I see God put things in, that God has let you know that you are equipped. He has equipped you. He has given you those things that you need to move forward into the destiny that God has for you. You know, he gives us the intelligence and the wisdom where jobs are concerned. He brings forth those divine connections. Sometimes he will separate you from those that are not divine connections, those that are not healthy for your future, or those that might delay or sideline you from God's purpose. He'll disconnect us from those if we allow him to. But that's what I'm really sensing for you, that God reassuring you that he has given you all that you need for your future, to fulfill it, to move forward into it, that though some things are activated as we come to that time, we step into that spot, and even the things we have, they develop with use. That you do have it all, that you're not lacking in any good thing. Not one thing are you lacking in. The Lord has blessed you and given you a wonderful mind and given you his spirit and his goodness and love, and he's given you that gentle nature. He's given you, and you have both. You have that beautiful gentle nature of the Lamb of God, but you also have that lioness in you as well. Maybe it doesn't come up as much, but you absolutely do have that in you too, the fire of God, and that lioness spirit is within you, because God, we have to have both. We have to have both to succeed as God's children. The Lord himself, he was the Lamb of God, but he is the Lion of Judah, and his children have both of that. But God just reassuring you, he has equipped you. He has given you everything you need, and he will continue to unlock things in your life. There's some things you have. I sense there are some things that you have in your life that you don't know yet that you have. And I think that's true for a lot of people, for most of us, that as we grow and as we go and as we, with use, then things begin to be, they're already there, but they begin to be unlocked, and there's things within you that you don't know you have yet in the Lord. So, Lord, I just thank you for Jayla. For your love for her, Lord, and for her love for you. And I thank you, Lord, for all the special and unique places and things that you have for her that lay ahead. And, Lord, and I just hear the word excel, that you're going to excel in those things. And so, Lord, I just speak a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Is there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about?
No, not tonight. That was very much confirmation what you just prayed and spoke over me. So, wow.
God is good. God is good. All right. Well, you have a wonderful week, hon, and God bless you.
God bless you, too, and the same for you. Thank you.
Good night. All right, let me see here. Make sure I don't lose my spot. All right, 608-69, let's see, 608-960. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, Shannon in Wisconsin.
I'm sorry, who was this?
This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. The computer spoke. It gives me a countdown once I get to about 8:30. So it spoke just about the time you spoke your name. Well, how are you doing tonight? I don't know that I've ever talked to you before.
All right, good. Yeah, I don't think so.
And what state are you from?
I'm in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, okay. All right. Well, let's pray for you, Shannon. Father, I thank you for Shannon. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the. It's like I'm hearing the word exuberant entrepreneur or something. If you have an entrepreneurial anointing in your life, I don't know what you do or anything like that. But you know, people that are entrepreneurs, they have vision. There are people with vision that can like see a business before it's ever made. They're people of vision and people of the people that are very brave in the sense of they're willing to step out. They're people that are willing to take a chance. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Shannon. That Lord, you have given him that just that ability to birth even in other people, Lord. An expectation and an excitement and that like that adventuresome nature, Lord, like that adventuresome nature of of wanting to believe bigger than what you've seen. One that wants to step out and see bigger changes and more things of a person that dreams of possibility. You know, some people, they just kind of follow in the footsteps of their family or their fathers or whatever. You know, they kind of go, well, everybody in my family's been a baker, so I'm going to be a baker. Or everybody in my family's worked for the grocery store, so I'm just going to run the grocery store. But then there are those people that they have, that they dream big. They think in a bigger terms, and they are not afraid to dream. They're not afraid to plan, and they're not afraid to say, you know what, there can be more, and I know there is more. And it can be in so many areas of life. It doesn't have to, even though an entrepreneur has to do with business, it can be that entrepreneurial spirit, you know, that kind of heart can dream big for any parts of our life. You know, those people that become world champion runners and weightlifters and all of that, they had a dream of doing that. There are people that dream big of serving God in awesome ways, of doing all that God has ever asked of them, of thinking, you know what, I've seen, you know, those that build Christian colleges and just any manner of things, but it's about a heart. It's about a heart that's not afraid to dream and wants to dream, even though we all come across discouragements. We all have times that we have tried stuff and we've failed. But then there's still that part in our heart that says, I believe I can do this, or I believe that this can happen. I believe that there's more than what I've experienced. I believe there's more than just what all the kin folks have done or what the kin folks have said. And so, Father, I just thank you for Shannon, Lord, and that light of hope that is within him, that ability to dream big beyond what everybody around him maybe has thought, Lord, that ability to dream for bigger things and more things, and Lord, that Father, that type heart is your heart, because you're the more than enough God. Lord, when we think big, Lord, when we dream big, Lord, that kind of faith, that kind of expectancy comes from the Lord, Father, because you are the one that created the earth with your word. You created all that is and whatever be. And so, Father, I just speak a blessing over Shannon. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for helping him and blessing him. Lord, I thank you for moving into the lives of those he loves, and, Lord, giving him favor in life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. That's definitely me. So, yeah, I've been on my own in Autoglass for a long time, and I've always had a vision to try some other stuff, too. And even there's things that I want to accomplish in my life that they require a little bit of money. I want to sail from one continent to another. I want to go to Everest. You know, I've got a couple of goals that are really in line with my desire to succeed. So I appreciate that. I do have a prayer request for my business. It's very slow. My truck has been costing me a lot of money. I'm pretty much almost restoring it to make it new, but my transmission has started going out last week. I'm still driving it, but it won't shift into third and fourth gear, and they said it's gone. So this week I got to drop it off, and that's going to cost me $2,500. Wow. And it's slow season in my work, so I wanted prayer for finances and family, wife and kids and whatnot. As if you've been on Blog Talk a while, you already know that about me. But so that's it.
Okay, you bet. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And, Lord, we just ask that, Lord, that you would help Shannon, Lord, help him in this situation with the truck, Father, that the finances that he needs would come forth. And, Lord, that he would get even a better deal than he expects. Lord, that maybe that whatever's going on, all of this stuff that's going on with it, transmission and such, Lord, that that there just be a provision made for it, Lord, that he get to have favor for the best deal. And Lord, we just look to you. Lord, we look to you when that, Lord, you said your seed will not be found begging bread. Lord, that you, you said you give us all, you provide all of our needs according to your riches and glory. And Lord, we stand upon your word and we lean upon your word that you're not a man that you can lie. And so, Lord, I thank you also for blessing Shannon's family and helping his wife and his kids, Lord, and just put a hedge of protection about them, Lord, in this time with so many things going around. Lord, that you just put a hedge of protection around them, Lord, and put a hedge of protection around their joy. Lord, that their joy would not be dampened in any way. And, Lord, that there just be unity and love. Lord, your word says that love never fails. Lord, that there just be unity and just a joy in that family, Lord, that comes directly from heaven. So, Father, I just speak peace over Shannon. Lord, that he have that confidence in you, that you make a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, you are so awesome at creating something even from nothing. And when it looks like there's not enough, Lord, even as you did with the loaves and the fishes, Lord, that you bless it and it becomes more than enough. So, Lord, we thank you in advance. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. So I don't have the family yet, but I really like that prayer and I'm receiving it for the future. So.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you said you had a family, but all right, we receive it for that. So praise God.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, and thank you for waiting, and thank you for calling in, and you have a happy new year.
You too.
All right. Good night. All right. Let me see. Some numbers have dropped off and more numbers have come on, so try to make sure I get these written down. All right, 469-706, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Who am I speaking with?
Okay, great. This is Tanya calling from Texas, Jenny. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Okay, let me write that down right quick. All right, well, thank you for holding. Thank you for waiting. Like the, I've had several drop off, but more have come on, and these numbers get to rolling like a lottery almost here. All right, well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Tanya, and Father, thank you, Lord, that you've given her quite a brilliant mind. I just sense that you that you're not just sharp-minded, but really, really sharp-minded. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Tanya, and Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have put gifts. I just hear gifted. Father, thank you, Lord, for the gifts that you have put within her life. Father, thank you, Lord, for the focus, Lord, the focus that she has. I sense with you, Tanya, like you're a person that you have like laser focus almost on things that, that like when you get focused on something or like what you set your mind to, it you know, like you're like a bulldog, like you set your mind to something and you get focused on something, is like, nothing's going to shake you off of it, that you're a person that really has that, that tenacity, that you're a person that really has tenacity about you, that when your mind's made up and when you lock onto something, it's like, that people can't talk you out of it. They can't back you off of something, that you have that ability of, and it's a God thing. I mean, to have tenacity is an awesome thing. You know, now we can use it for bad stuff, but I mean, that's a God trait, to have tenacity that you can, you know, stick with it when the going gets tough, that you have that stick ability about you to just, I'm locked in and I'm not turning loose. And Father, thank you, Lord, for the strength that you have given Tanya, Lord, and that ability just to, some people might call it stubbornness. That's not really the right word. But that focus and that ability, Lord, that she can hang in there even when the going gets tough, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for using her Lord, for breakthrough, God, using her, Lord, even for pressing through things, Lord, where others might give up. Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Tanya, Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the good mind that you've given her. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the gifts that you have given her. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for really directing her. The Lord, that these strengths that you give her, Lord, that we have to allow God to direct those things, because we can take the gifts that we have, we can take the strengths that we have, and we can use them in the wrong way, and they can be very harmful. But if those things are used for God, which is the way he created us with those things to be used for God's purposes and for God's things, and we become a mighty warrior for God when we take what he has given us and dedicate it back to him and let God use it, it becomes such a powerful, powerful thing. So, Father, I just thank you for Tanya. Lord, I thank you, Lord, even for her compassion and care towards others, Lord. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for those that are around her life. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for directing her prayers. Lord, for leading her, God, even in, like, the way I'm sensing it, Tanya, is like, really like, it would be like a gift of wisdom there, a gift of knowledge, so to speak, that maybe there are things that go on in other people's lives that you pick up on. They may not come forth and just say such and such is going on with me, but that you pick up on it at times, and that God would really direct your prayers in those times and direct your words, so that you're able to maybe pray with them or pray for them or talk to them, but that you, and it's, like I said, that's a gift from the Lord. That's because people will always speak up and tell us something's going on with them, but that you're able to pick up on that at times. And that's a beautiful gift, but it is a gift of God that God will use in you and will develop more as you submit that to God and let him just use you there. So, Lord, I thank you for Tanya, and I bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, is there anything you wanted to share tonight or anything in particular you want prayer about, sweetie?
Yes, ma'am. First of all, Happy New Year. I'm so glad to hear your voice, and it's been so long since you and I talked.
Oh, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, and I agree with everything you said earlier regarding Sister Evelyn. Her voice is just, it emits a bright light. You can just hear the light and the fire.
Mm-hmm. She's awesome. Yep.
She's as sweet as she can be. But your commentary earlier really, really resonated with me. And I had already had intentions to call in and ask for prayer, but I don't think it's a coincidence that what you talked about tonight really, really hit home, because I'm in a situation where I am trying to help. It's hard for me to even say a family member, because it's my brother. And he is really, really going through a lot, and he has for a very, very long time. And as time has gone on and as I've grown in the Lord, and as you said earlier, the Lord has given me insight. It hurts me to see things playing out that are either avoidable or that he can get beyond if he would just line up with God's will. So it's a laundry list of things, too much to go into. I'd like to ask for prayer for him. His name is James, and specifically his health. He was stricken with MS, and I saw him for the first time a couple of days ago. I hadn't seen him in years, and it was really difficult for me to process the struggle that he's having to get around. Yeah. But I have faith in God that he will overcome this. And I'd also like to pray for my son, Bryson, who is in college and did really well in high school, doing well in college, but he's struggling with calculus. And it's kind of created a little bit of a barrier for him to move on. So I'd just like to quickly ask for prayer for those two.
Sure, sure. Well, Father, we come before you, and Lord, we just come into agreement for James, Lord, that, Lord, one, we just speak healing over his body. And Father, we ask that you would visit him, Lord, that he would have an encounter with you, Lord, that like he has never had. Father, that he would have an encounter, that he would realize that you are a personal God that is interested in him personally. Lord, not just a God that's somewhere up in the sky, as some think, that just is overseeing the earth, but Lord, that you have a personal interest and a personal plan and personally know him inside and out and every hair on his head. But Father, that he would learn, that he would be drawn to your word to know what the promises of God are, that you have health for him, that you have plans for him and success for him and beautiful things, Lord, and purpose for his life.
Thank you.
So, Father, we just ask, Lord, that you would visit him even in his dreams, even in the night, Lord, that he would hear your voice. Lord, that you would send people that are in his world, that are in, and would be in his connections and in his circle of friends, Lord, that would have an influence, that you would send those that would have a voice with him. Not all of us have a voice with everyone, but everyone has someone in their life that can have a voice with them that they will listen to. And Father, we just ask that you send that individual that would have a voice with James, one that he would listen to and would have an influence on him. And Lord, will break through those hard places in his heart and those places of doubt that would help draw him towards you, Lord, that would help mentor him. And Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your mercy and for your love and for your grace for him in Jesus' name. And Father, thank you for Bryson, Lord. And we just speak a blessing on him and on his mind, Lord, and on his learning. Father, that any distractions that would come his way that would affect any of his schooling, Lord, that you just push those things back, Lord, that he's able to focus on what you have for him and on his schooling, Lord. But I just thank you, Lord, for giving him even supernatural recall, Lord, that you just sharpen his mind in every way. And, Lord, connect him with good godly connections, Lord, that his friends be those that are a benefit to his life or a blessing to his life, Lord, and even cut away any of those, any relationships, Lord, that are not healthy for him or not good for him. Lord, connect him to the people that you have for him, Lord. And I just speak a hedge of protection around him in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I just thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. I really appreciate you. And God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too, hon. Well, you have a wonderful week. And thank you for waiting. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Same to you. Good night.
All right. Good night. All right, I think I've gotten to everybody, but I am completely out of time. I think I've gone over by a couple of minutes. But anyhow, Happy New Year, you guys. So enjoyed getting to speak to you and getting to speak with you. Y'all are such a joy to my heart. God loves you, and I love you. Good night.